With us today is Michael LaPetri, and Michael is running for the famous Santos seat in, I guess, combined Nassau County and Queens County. Michael, welcome to the Cats Roundtable. Tell us tell us about who you are first, in case people don't know you.
Yeah, John, thanks so much. I'm running for New York 3. I'm a former New York State Assemblyman. I'm 33 years old, somebody that's focused on making a difference, right? Giving a hometown voice to this district. I'm somebody that grew up on Long Island my entire life, and this district encompasses Nassau County, East Queens, and now West Huntington. And what's so unique about this district is the differences, not only geographically, but then also culturally, but also wealth-wise, business-wise. It's so great. And with my background as a New York State Assemblyman, it fits perfectly. I'm an attorney as well, and I hail back to the days of Italian family, right? John, like, this is so important to me, is having that attitude of the right values, the right character, having integrity in this race, and showing that being a representative is about giving the people a voice, not for themselves, but for this district, and doing what's right, not what's easy. That's my background. It's where I came from. My mom was a nurse for 42 years in ICU and CCU. My dad worked for a utility company. I didn't come from a political family at all, anything of sorts. I don't come from wealth. I had to earn my way, hustle through straight up hard work, grit, tenacity, and moral fiber. Those are the values I learned, and that's what I'm bringing now. Well, we're giving this district a fresh start. Somebody who's going to provide the next generation attitude of what needs to happen in government, bringing a 20th century government into the 21st century.
Now, you're going to be running against, you have no primary, so you're running for the November 5th the race. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. There's a few people that have wanted to this race in primary. I'm not sure if they even made the ballot, so that's still being decided at this moment, if they're going to make the ballot or not. If they are, it'll be a June 25th primary. Otherwise, we are the nominee from the party, and through my background as a former state legislator, it's a perfect fit.
Now, you're running against Tom Suozzi, who won against Mazi. And tell our people in Nassau County and Queens County the big difference between you and Tom Suozzi.
Big difference is I'm the guy that says it like it is and do what I'm going to say. Tom Suozzi is the guy that smiles in your face and stabs you in the back. We saw it years ago when he was a congressman. Don't forget, John, he's the guy that left this seat to pursue higher power. That's what he does. He did it with county executive. He left the seat to run for governor. Now with Congress, he left the seat to run for governor. That's what he's all about. I left the state assembly seat to run for Congress, and now I'm going to do it again where I want to have it, where we have a voice. The big difference is I stand with law enforcement. Tom Suozzi voted to repeal qualified immunity, where holds police officers personally liable in the conduct of their time as a police officer. Imagine that. Imagine being where they could be sued and their homes taken from them. Tom Suozzi voted to fund sanctuary cities. Tom Suozzi advocated to repeal Title 42. All these issues today you're seeing with the squatting issue, with the migrant issue, with the open borders issue, with the fact that we have disrespect and defunding of police issue, Tom Suozzi was all about it. Let's not forget, he kicked ICE when he was out of Nassau County, when he was Nassau County executive. I mean, on top of it, this is a guy that will do whatever it takes to get ahead and help himself rather than help the district. For me, it's the opposite. I left that assembly seat because I wanted to be a congressman years ago. And now I lost in the primary then, but I'm coming back now and making sure we have a strong person. And that's what people want to see. They want to see a guy that actually gives a damn about us, cares about us, wants to support us and make our lives better. I have so many people I've spoken to, John, in this district that I've been going to events, knocking on doors, going to community events. I was the number one champion of law enforcement.
How long were you an assemblyman?
I was an assemblyman for 2 years, and I was dominant to show support for law enforcement, for first responders. I rode along with ICE when everybody wanted to abolish ICE, and Tom Suozzi stayed silent. Yeah, that was me actually standing firm and saying, no, these are the guys that keep our communities safe and get these illegal immigrants who commit heinous crimes like sex predators and murderers who are wanted by Interpol. I'm the one that was riding along with ICE to do what they did firsthand. When people during the BLM riots, were kicking, were going after police. I was the one that stood completely with law enforcement at the time in the state legislature. I went on national television to tout my support for police, to introduce legislation when they were disrespecting cops and throwing water on them. Remember that, John, when they were disrespecting our police officers?
Yes.
I was the guy to introduce legislation that criminalized that conduct and made it a felony because I wanted to proactively deter this disrespect that I foresaw happening. And lo and behold, what'd you see? Defund the police movement.
Mike, thank you. Thank you for coming on to Cats Roundtable this Sunday morning. And we'll be catching up with you in the near future. And let us know of any happenings or anything going on.
Yes, sir. People can follow me on Instagram, Facebook at Mike LaPetri, and check out my website, LaPetriForCongress.com. Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.